1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Not mincing words, former President Trump calling the target letter he received that says he's the focus of a federal 2020 election investigation disgusting. Sources tell ABC News he could be indicted as soon as Friday.
In a statement, Trump acknowledged a target letter is a clear indication an indictment is likely to come soon, possibly within days. He responded during a town hall on Fox News.
I don't think they've ever sent a letter on Sunday night. And they're in a rush because they want to interfere. It's interference with the election. It's election interference. Never been done like this in the history of our country, and it's a disgrace.
ABC's Andrew Dimbrick. Historic heat gripping western and southern states. Phoenix clocking 19 days straight at 110 degrees or more. Vegas marking day 5 at 110 or above. And in Florida, the water temperature is almost as warm as the air, 95 degrees or hotter. This is ABC News. Illinois set to become the first state to eliminate cash bail. Opponents say it puts more criminals back on the street.
Lavette Mays represents the other side of the debate. She spent 14 months in jail after an altercation with her mother-in-law because she could not afford the $25,000 in bail money.
There are so many women that I met in jail because they could not afford to pay a bill.
Advocates say more than 60% of defendants in U.S. jails are kept in custody before trial because they can't afford bail. Most are held on low-level offenses, and most are people of color.
ABC's Andrea Fuji. The new system starts in September. The White House says it's working with Zillow and other housing websites to make application and convenience fees more transparent to would-be renters. Movement in the long unsolved killing of rapper Tupac Shakur. Police serving a search warrant this week at a home in Henderson, Nevada. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
Whiskey in the Water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha, your place to play. Visit our website for more information. Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of July, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe.
and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Hump day, all those kind of things in beautiful downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. Title Town, USA. Rocking the city streets.
I got to drink your coffee. You got good energy, Johnny. Oh, it's a great day. It is. It's beautiful out there. We got lots to do today. We got some awesome guests lined up today.
Yes, we do. All week we have some awesome guests lined up.
That is true. And next week.
Yeah, next week. Yes. First thing, okay, you called BS on me yesterday.
I do that pretty much every day, but what was it?
That I burnt my feet through my flip-flops in Phoenix, Arizona, back when my car got broken into and I had to beg for money from people and yada yada and then hitchhike.
Right.
Okay. And I said my feet were scarred.
Yeah, you
did. Scarred for years.
Years.
Big story yesterday on the news. Paramedics in Phoenix are running all over town. People are getting second-degree burns from the sidewalks in Phoenix.
But they're wearing... are they barefoot? Because then they kind of deserve it a little bit.
You couldn't walk 15 feet barefoot on the sidewalk in Phoenix right now.
Okay, so they're wearing shoes.
If we were there, we would do a contest, because I know I could walk further than you on that.
Did you walk across? Okay, that hot coals thing, right? For the... It's mind over matter.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you're telling me that it's so hot that even if you're wearing... like shoes?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Well, you know what? We'll talk to somebody in Phoenix.
Okay.
We'll get a hold of somebody in Phoenix. How's that? It's a little early in Phoenix right now, but if anybody in Phoenix is listening, please give me a call. And what we want you to do is go outside at noon, at about 2 o'clock. That's when it's like ridiculous. And about 2 o'clock, go walk on the sidewalk, and we want to see if you get second-degree burns.
That is crazy, though. I mean, that heat. I mean, we talked a little bit. The low of 90 and were they at 15, 16?
19 days in a row, over 110. And it's supposed to get up to 130 today in Death Valley. 130.
Yeah, that's...
130. But let me just say one thing. So this heat that they're dealing with down there and the entire South, basically, think about being in Iraq, okay, or Afghanistan in the summer. You're wearing about 75 pounds of gear.
Right.
And you're going out on these kind of days. And the wind is blowing... but it's a hot wind. Like they always said, the best way to describe it is to take a blow dryer, put it on hot at high speed, aim it right at your face and have somebody take handfuls of sand and throw it up in front of the blow dryer.
Yep.
And that's what it was like in Iraq. So those guys and women that were out there, incredible what they went through.
So the people in Phoenix, they got nothing to complain about.
What are you whining about?
Jeez, come
exactly.
On.
Come on. Suck it
grow
up. When the heck do you think you are?
So much for somebody calling in to try to help us
out. I know. But all I'm saying is Iraq, people don't realize how unbelievably hot it was in Iraq and what those guys went through.
So,
and women.
How is Phoenix power grid? Are they handling this?
They're handling it so far, they say. Really? I've got a brother that lives in Tucson. I was going to talk to him. Yeah.
That's got to be.
Last week he killed two snakes in his yard.
Yeah, I just...
My other buddy in Scottsdale, when I was visiting him, he had that huge rattlesnake under his pool cover in the garage.
Yeah, just that... I would be back here so quick.
Oh, man. Hello, Two Rivers.
I'll take it. Give me snow.
Yes.
I just, I know. Bugs, that heat. And
I know.
It's great, though. It is great in the winter, right? To go down to Phoenix, and that's beautiful. And the
scenery. Spring training was just beyond belief. Right. Just phenomenal. Just unbelievable. And like I said, you know, what we don't really have, I mean, once in a great while we have a tornado. I mean, you know what I mean? But nothing like
talking
Oklahoma.
About here?
Yeah, here.
Oh, we don't have tornadoes.
We have, you know,
we had one
of.
St. Nazians, right? We had one?
Well, we've had official tornadoes, haven't we? Official, where a funnel cloud touches down. Official?
Well, I don't know about. I know we've had the tree. You know where I live, but across the street, and those are older trees. We had one.
Hang on. Do you have Jordan Lamer's phone number, or is he still on paternity leave?
Oh, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I was over the other day. There's a new guy taking his place. He's from Rhode Island. Had a nice talk with him. He might not know, though, if we've ever had a tornado in Northeast Wisconsin.
No,
like an official. If anybody knows, here's our phone number. And now our phones are working, just so you know.
They are.
920-264-0606. We want to start encouraging that. We want to talk to you people. We've been talking to each other now for almost 3 weeks. Is it 3 or is it 4 weeks?
It's getting
It'll be the end
four.
Of three
it's,
weeks.
It is.
It'll be the end of 3 weeks.
It's getting old. It's getting old. We need to engage our listeners a little bit. Now,
264-0606. Right. Give us a call. We want to talk to you people out there. Phone lines are now working. We've got Jason manning the phones. Like a telethon thing. Jason's manning the phones. Hey, everybody. Did you ever work a telethon? I never did, but I always thought I'd be pretty good at it.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Because I can be sincere as...
You got it. But when they call in and...
You did the phones?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and
I worked at that
telethon on Channel 2, and that was a lot of fun. They had that searing. He was...
Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Frank. And then, of course, all the cast from Channel 2.
Yeah. When I was a little kid, that was the biggest event of the winter up in Nagani, Marquette, was when the telethon, it was the March of Dimes telethon, because they would bring up a couple of Packer players and a couple of Lions players. That was so huge. It was mind-boggling. And I'll never forget this true story. I called in one day. I said, I was so nervous. Said, I'm making a pledge, but could I talk to Willie Davis, please? And like, sure. And like, Mr. Davis, man, ha, this is Willie Davis. And I just like, ha, oh my God. I'm talking to Lewis. And I said, Mr. Davis, I just want you to know that I just pledged $3, one for each of the Packer games I've gone to. He's like, oh, that's outstanding, young man. You gonna be a football player? Why, I hope to, sir, hope to play for the Packers one day. Well, I hope you are, too. It's a great thing what you're doing. Oh, he was super. But I was scared to death talking to Willie Davis. But that was such a big thrill when those guys were there.
You've come a long way.
I know, very far.
That's, you know, we talked a little bit about that yesterday. Just what an impact. How old are you? Do you remember 7, 8, 9, 10?
I would have been 14.
Really? Like girls at 14. Whatever.
All right. Maybe 10.
Okay, let's get the story straight. I think 8, 9, 10. Sounds like
I was so nervous I had to light up a cigarette. So
you were 14 and you're like, pa, Mr. Davis.
Pa, I need a Marlboro. Go buy your own.
I think you're younger than 14.
Yeah, I think so too.
Anyway,
yes.
We talked about the impact that players can have, even when we had that.
Absolutely.
How important it is.
I don't know
if
they realize it.
Right. And I think.
In good ways and bad.
Right. And I think even some kids they've seen around you and they even look up to you. And I just think it's so important that. And they remember that stuff. It's amazing. You know, I don't know when you start remembering stuff, 5, 6, 7, but. You can have quite an impact, and some of them who are rude can have the same impact.
No question
about
it.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I told you that story about the time I got pulled over, right?
Oh, now what? No.
At Schwabadon Police? Didn't tell you that story?
I don't know. I used to listen, but yeah, go ahead, tell it again.
So I was just, I made an illegal, not a legal left-hand turn, but I'm on Oneida, and you know how hard it is to make a left-hand turn right in front of the mall sometimes? So it may have turned red, and I may have just turned
red.
When I was halfway through, it may have turned red.
A couple seconds.
And next thing you know, I get pulled over, okay? And he checks my license. He goes, John Mino. I go, yeah, hey, how you doing? It's like, okay, I'm going to skate through this one, right? He goes, yeah. Hey, you broadcast live that one basketball game we did with the police and the Packers and everything. He said, oh, yeah, wasn't that great? For sure, he goes, yeah. He said, I'm not really a basketball player, but they needed a guy, so I played. I said, oh, well, that's great. Really cool you did it for great cousins. Yeah, he said, boy, you really ripped me during that game. you pretty much embarrassed me. Talk about what a terrible basketball player I was, and where do they get these guys? And yeah, that was me. So that was you.
My girlfriend was there. And
yeah, my family was there, and I'll be back. He comes back, and he says, here, I'm just going to give you a warning, because it was pretty close, but I got to tell you, I'd appreciate if you don't do that again.
So, see, you had an impact on somebody. Yes, you had an impact on someone.
Absolutely.
I always got a kick out of some of these kids in Green Bay when I was mayor, but this Kids Day thing, we'd have this lunch with the with kids, and it was a free lunch, and you know, we'd get hundreds of kids to sit down, and I would say, look, you know, this is the city you live in, and we're glad you're here, and you're going to grow up and maybe run the city, and I would introduce them to the chief of police, the fire chief, and those kids were just like really looking up to those people, and it's so important that you're nice to them, because they're going to remember that. So we can all do that as adults, right? I mean, kids are kids. They're learning. They're impressionable. And I just think we have to.
Hey, talking about a weird thing, though, and talk about police. A good friend of mine used to be a police officer, Bill Galvin.
Oh, yeah. He's an alderman.
Phenomenal. He's an alderman now. How about that bizarre story about that guy they call Uncle Fester, who was doing all that unbelievable illegal drugs and chemicals?
I knocked on that guy's door campaigning. That guy lives on, he leaves over, we talked about Clay Street, that neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I've been to that guy's, you know, just not going
right,
to
right, right, right.
Yeah. Weird dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, scary weird.
Yeah.
With the things he was producing.
Yeah.
Right here in Green Bay.
Right. And yes.
Wow. That's like one of those stories you read about, you know, some suburb of Chicago and, you know, something like that, but right here on.
Or like.
On Baird Street.
Yeah. Or like, you know, Mississippi or something. I mean, it's just, yeah, you think this
why
guy's
Mississippi?
Like,
where? I've never thought about that for Mississippi. I don't know.
I don't Mississippi.
No,
John.
That's a contract.
I'm talking about backwoods, like Unabomber.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
What I meant.
Well, okay, like, he was Colorado or whatever, but that's fine.
He went
to the University of Michigan, but that's hard. That
dude was pretty smart.
Yeah, he was. He's brilliant.
What I was talking about, that's the kind of guy you would think is not like living in a really
I got you.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Gotcha.
And nothing against
total middle class, nice. Right. Everybody keeps up their homes type thing.
Right.
You're right.
So
right. Mississippi would be, if it was like crystal meth, if it was like, you know, they found this crystal meth type stuff in the backwoods of Mississippi, that I could see.
Yeah. But
yeah.
Anyway, the guy he was a weird guy when I talked to him. Just awkward.
Yeah.
Not like dangerous weird, just awkward weird. You know,
I heard he had your signs in his yard. Is that true? Yes or no?
I don't know if they're
already campaigned for you. Is that true? Yes or no?
He didn't campaign
just yes
for
or
me.
No?
I don't know.
Did I tell you that story about the guy in the UP they figured was on meth? 3 o'clock in the morning, broke into this guy. He's 84 years old, I think, lived by himself, kind of out of town. Broke into his cabin with a big knife going after the 84-year-old guy in the UP. Wow. True story. True story. It's on national news.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. And the 84-year-old guy just picked up his chainsaw, fired it up, and went after the guy and chased him out. Only in the UP, two things. Only in the UP would you have a chainsaw near your bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, honey, want to go in the bedroom and get the chainsaw?
And you got it fired up, and you just rip. You know what the best part is, though? I've used chainsaws. I can never get them started on, like, the first 10 pulls.
It can't be going through the...
And you do the chalk. You know? hang on 1 second there, young fella.
He'd be going through your wallet.
I'd be calling my brother. How do you get this damn thing started?
That's an awesome story.
That would be me.
Let's get that guy on.
All right.
We're going to be right back with Ashley.
Ellis of Dairyland. We got John Nordgaard coming on at 7. A remarkable story about his time in Vietnam and what happened afterwards. A lot of stuff going on. Mind on the Mayor right here on WGBW 97.9 FM. Back after this.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that.
Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 82. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 63. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High of 77. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Temps near average Friday and Saturday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a gorgeous Wednesday morning. Downtown Green Bay, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM.
Very special guest.
Very special guest. And I just want to see when I put another thing on my Facebook because people have been struggling somewhat at getting the live stream. So what you can do is go to https://wgbw.fm/. Thank you, Jason, for that. Thank you very much.
Sounds confusing, but you know, okay.
Here's one thing in all my career in radio. Listeners always know more than I do on how to listen.
Well, I would think that's probably your whole career's. Most people
in general, the technical part of how to find, right. I'm never good at that. I'll be honest with
Johnny's
you.
Johnny's so pretty much yellow legal pad, but yeah. We do have phones on our desk and computers. It looks professional. We don't know what we're doing.
Exactly.
But we do know what we're doing now because we have a great, great guest. I reached out to Ashley. So the Wisconsin industries, you know, when you think of Wisconsin, I don't know what you all think of when it comes to industries, everybody Packers, but, Dairyland, just the whole economic impact of what we produce here, the jobs, the economic impact it has, not just in Wisconsin, but throughout this country. And every year there's a contest to have a Miss Dairyland, not Wonderland, Johnny. Not she's not 7 and a half or 7 years old, however old Alice in Wonderland was. Did you read that?
No, I never saw that one.
I don't even think that's a movie. It's a book that every kid reads.
I never saw any of the classic. I never saw like Dr. Doolittle, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Mary Poppins, all those movies when they were a kid.
Nagani.
This isn't a true story. This is how cheap I was whatever.
We have a guest.
I know, but it was normally 35 cents to get in to see some of those, and then they raise it to 50 cents.
That knocked the mind
out. I couldn't buy, you know what, 50 cents, man, that's 100 night crawlers.
I was going to say that
back
would
in the
be,
day.
Yeah. Wow. So. Okay, anyway. Ashley, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello,
thank you. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no, this is great. You do thousands of media appearances and events.
Well, give her half the title. She didn't give her title. You got cut off.
Well, no,
give her her title. Because you start talking about Alice in Wonderland and yada, yada, yada. You never said her official title.
Did I say Alice in Dairyland?
No.
If I didn't, this is Alice in Dairyland, who is a spokesperson, travels thousands of miles every year promoting the whole Dairyland industry. You know, Ashley, I was thinking, this is a pretty good launch pad for governor. So I love politics. We'll talk about that offline.
Okay, yesterday you had our guest. You wanted her to run for mayor.
Right, she's
now,
great.
Now you jump right over this to...
Okay. To governor.
Yes.
Anyway, Ashley, how are you doing? How's everything going?
I am doing so well. And just first off, thank you both for having me on this morning. And I am the 76th Alice in Dairyland. My name is Ashley Hagenow. And throughout the next year, as we discussed, I will travel the state of Wisconsin promoting our state's $104.8 billion agricultural industry. So as we talked how important agriculture is to the state of Wisconsin, it is a huge economic activity generator, and it produces a lot of jobs for the state of Wisconsin. And I have the honor of talking about all of agriculture here in Wisconsin. We produce a lot of different unique commodities, not just dairy products, even though we are known as America's Dairyland, but we are the number one producers of ginseng and cranberries and other products that not only are recognized here in Wisconsin and nationally, but also internationally as well. So Wisconsin, it's a pretty special place for a lot of different reasons.
Wow, that's awesome. Hey, who? When I saw the, I don't know, you travel 30, 40,000 miles, and that's just our state that you respond, that you talk to. Who do you talk to? I mean, who are the groups? And I know you do a lot of media appearances, because actually when I saw you and called you, and then you're like, well, I'm so busy next week, I don't know that I can come up. And I really wanted you to, like I told you on the phone, I wanted you to come to be in studio so you could bring samples. Because Johnny and I, you know, we love being tasting things. But anyway, you're going to come up in studio someday. But you
We will make it happen. But
right.
Some of the folks that I talked to, even in my first few days on the job, I have traveled to different county fairs in the state of Wisconsin, more local events, just talking to community members, talking to consumers, talking to local farmers and businesses in the areas that I'm traveling to. And whether it's having really great conversations about with stories that people that have been involved in agriculture for so many years, or it's people who maybe don't have a lot of exposure to agriculture, have never maybe been on a farm, but everyone has to eat a couple times a day, right? So we're all connected to agriculture.
Right.
And what's so unique about the ALICE program is that ALICE serves as a connection point to all of agriculture and to all of the people in the state of Wisconsin. So you get to touch hopefully a lot of lives and get to hear a lot of different stories, which is really an exciting part of the job.
Did you grow up on a farm?
So I did not grow up on a farm, actually. I grew up about 30 minutes north of Madison, and we had more of a hobby farm. We had a few horses, a few rabbits that we showed through 4-H projects. We have a few barn kittens now, and we also have about 35 acres of cropland that we rent out to a local farmer. But my dad actually grew up close to Green Bay on a dairy farm. They milked about 40 to 50 cows in a tie stall barn. And then he and my mom met at college, and they ended up closer to Madison. But I am so thankful for my experiences growing up in agriculture and knowing a lot of local farmers and their help and support in my journey in agriculture.
Oh, yeah, you grew up in a farm family, and you know the whole routine. But what town was your dad from?
So he went to Reidsville High School.
Oh, my gosh, Reidsville.
Green Bay at all.
Panthers, absolutely. Absolutely. That's right around Jim's stomping town of Manitowoc,
it's
Reidsville.
Close. It's
awesome. Absolutely. Yes. Manitowoc County.
Absolutely. Those guys are tough. So I guess that's the connection, but you went to the U, right? Minnesota?
I did go to the University of Minnesota, yes. Graduated with a degree in agricultural communication and marketing just this past spring.
I didn't know they had that degree, which I guess what that does is it puts you out in the media promoting the dairy industry, right? What do you study in that field, right? Agriculture?
Yeah,
go ahead.
A little bit of everything. So I was taking classes focused on animal science, a little bit of agricultural business, but then in my core classes to complete my major program, we took classes ranging from building websites and photography and videography to creating podcasts and building different media campaigns and graphic design and journalism. And all of those classes and all of the other extracurriculars I was involved with and internships truly was able to grant me some life skills and some technical skills and also interpersonal skills that I have already been applying to the role of Alice in Dairyland.
Awesome. Perfect person for the job.
It's been a really fun ride.
I want you to hang on. I got some more questions I want to talk to you about, like what you're learning and what your goals are. But we got a break coming up right now. Can you stick around?
Oh, of course.
All right,
this summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. A record-breaking heat streak continues in western and southern states. Vegas marking day 5 at 110 degrees or warmer. And in Texas, triple-digit temperatures for weeks.
So I have to be kept out here. Because if I get too high, my blood pressure go up, I get nosebleed. You know, and I have to be careful because I'm not on that medication I need to be on because I'm homeless.
63-year-old Vincent James in Houston. Former President Trump calling the official target letter he received that says he's the focus of a federal January 6 investigation a disgrace. ABC News learning a grand jury indictment could come in a matter of days. A 23-year-old Army private captured in North Korea. He had just been released from South Korea and was supposed to be headed back to the U.S. to face possible military charges, but was seen running across the demilitarized zone separating the North and the South. This is ABC News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. You heard that right, free internet. Call today before this deal ends. For Shawano and Okano counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-530-1311.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. And go to my Facebook to learn how to listen online, because I've messed it up like
Johnny
four
can't
times.
Explain it.
I can't explain it. But thank God for my listeners, because they do.
And, so and we appreciate the comments we're getting back from you guys for listening. And we're just building our listening audience. But we have quite a reach, right? We told you that. We're on a couple towers.
But again, if you're heading south, like from Denmark south, switch to AM.
Really?
Ted Stefaniak told me that yesterday. He was listening on the way down to Two Rivers. We were at Two Rivers High School yesterday.
Yeah,
we shot our special for Sports Showdown for high school football with our schedule. We're doing a reveal show that's going to be coming up in a week or so. But anyway, we're talking with Alice in Dairyland.
Right. Ashley.
Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hello again.
Oh, good. I was hoping you stayed through the break, because it wasn't going real well that first part.
Ashley, Can I ask a quick question? You mentioned 4-H. Were you in 4-H?
I was. I was very actively involved in 4-H and FFA growing up, as soon as I could start as a clover bud. So it was such a fun journey growing up in those organizations.
What did you show?
So I showed dairy cattle.
Okay.
I showed horses.
Oh.
I showed rabbits. And one year I even showed cats, which was really fun. And we just had so much fun as a family. And then I also had various exhibits such as photography and some different cooking projects and even exhibited vegetables a few years.
Wait, wait a minute. You showed,
made the most of it.
You showed cats?
I did.
Okay.
I didn't know they were part of that.
Yeah.
I never saw the...
I thought cats around a farm were more for, like, you know, keeping mice away and things.
They serve many purposes.
Oh.
Because I always saw the rabbits in those cages, and that was always cool, like those white ones with those red eyes.
Yeah.
Those are always cool rabbits. So, and horses. Tell me about your horses. I love horses.
Yeah, you're big time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about big time, but I loved horses growing up from a very young age. And so my parents actually, we have two horses in the family that they're almost 30 years old.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And they're still at my parents' house. So they've been a part of the family for a really long time. And then I was able to lease a few different horses throughout the years. And then about 7 years ago, my family, we purchased more of a show horse for me. Her name is Daisy. And her and I had so much fun kind of growing up together, learning together. And I exhibited her not only in 4-H, but at different open shows and different breed shows in Wisconsin and a few other states. And it was just such a great way to grow up when you're in 4-H and FFA and you can learn some of those really important life skills at a young age that apply to so many aspects of life later on as well.
When you did the horse things, did they have a special category for the different horses and like Arabian or such and such, and then all the way down to like Shetland ponies? Did they have Shetland ponies?
A little bit.
Ah,
yes. Yeah, so depending on where you were showing, you'd have a lot of different breeds all in one place, especially at those more 4-H or open shows. And the horse that I showed extensively, Daisy, she was a paint and pinto. So we would also go to those breed shows where it's a lot of similarly marked horses that look similar because it's all breed shows. But wherever you went, there was good diversity of different horse species and whatnot and horse breeds that it was so much fun to meet everyone and get to see the different types of horses at those shows.
And weren't those Shetland ponies like awesome?
Jim had a Shetland pony growing up.
Ashley, that's why he's kind of teasing me.
I did.
His name was Star because he had an awesome star on his forehead.
He had a Shetland pony.
Shetland pony.
Took him for swim lessons.
So fun.
No, I didn't. No, he. Right. Okay.
So fun.
Can horses swim? Ashley, can horses swim?
Of course they can.
They can. Yes.
Okay.
You can take them like trail riding through the river. They'll take good care of you.
Right. Do you have to teach them how to swim?
No, horses.
I think it might take a little bit because some horses can get a little bit nervous around certain things. But once they know what it's all about, they tend to get pretty comfortable with it.
Okay.
So, just so you know, Ashley, minor sensitivity to teaching, and only 50% of animals really know how to swim. The other ones have to learn.
Where
how
did
to
you
swim.
Get that from? Where did you come up with that statistic?
The expert that you brought
in.
No,
he said primates.
No,
can't really
I don't
swim.
Think so. We'll play the tape. We'll go to the tape after the show. But anyway, Ashley, Johnny's answer is throw him off the dock. That's what he said about my dog.
Well, we had hunting dogs. That's how we taught him how to swim.
Yeah, well,
they swam phenomenally well.
Nagani.
Whatever.
Anyway, back to Ashley. So you do the county fairs, right? Obviously, you're
okay. I have to ask you a quick question. I'm going to interrupt him one more time. Last time I'm going to interrupt him.
Oh, right.
Is there anything better than county fair French fries?
Oh my gosh. Art. No, I mean, the only other thing would be ice cream because it's National Ice Cream Month right now, but you can't go wrong with any foods you get at a county fair or a district fair or our state fair. Like, they're all so good.
You could show up completely full and you walk into the gates and it's like, I'm hungry because this stuff smells so good.
It is anything on a stick.
Yep.
But that... It is ice cream month. Another reason I wanted you in studio, but that's okay. You're going to make up for it when you come in to see us next time. Hey, so Ashley,
I'll have samples.
The county fairs you do, do you do the breakfast on the farms as well? Is that you?
Yeah. So next year, especially around the time of National Dairy Month, which takes place in June, I will have the opportunity to travel all across the state of Wisconsin during June, attending different Dairy Month events, whether it's breakfast on the farm or other events related to the dairy industry. So those sometimes happen at different spots throughout the year, but especially in June, it is so exciting to get out to different farms, meet the farmers and their families, see the great work they're doing, and for the ability to be able to host quite a few people on their farms to talk about agriculture, to talk about dairy, is definitely a highlight each year that former Allison Dairylands have participated in, and I'm definitely looking forward to next summer already.
Yeah, Ashley, Johnny and I have worked a number of Breakfast on the Farms. He, because he's this legendary sports or media guy. I, because I was the mayor. And
you sure about that?
Well, that's what they, isn't that what the intro says?
That's just what the PR person
that's what the PR
said.
Person
never
wrote.
Had anybody in the street say it.
And we're paying her very well.
Yeah.
But that is a great venue to connect the youth with how important this is and where your food comes from. And then as a city guy, yeah. It was the economic impact. Like, we're here on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, and we have an awesome studio. But right across the street from us is Schreiber Cheese. You know, they employ hundreds of people. They do billions of dollars of business. And it's all because we're here in Wisconsin in the dairy land. So I think people need to be reminded of that and where their food comes from and just how important that is. I mean, you said it's over $100 billion industry. I mean, that's unbelievable. $104 billion.
Oh, yeah. Agriculture is a huge economic driver here in the state of Wisconsin. And the dairy industry alone is about a $45.6 billion industry here in the state of Wisconsin. So especially once you talk about National Dairy Month and all that the dairy industry contributes to Wisconsin, whether it's jobs and products and just the stories of Wisconsin dairy, it's really cool to see how that really shapes our state. And right. As we talk about breakfast on the farm and different ways to get on the farm, it is so cool, especially for people who might not have as many connections to agriculture, to see in person what all takes place on a farm. And as you mentioned, how our food is produced and those direct connections to agriculture are so incredibly important.
Jim, can you think of me at a worse job than being a farmer?
No, that would be very dangerous.
That'd be bad
very
for dangerous. Everybody concerned.
Yeah, John, yeah, he
cows be wandering all over the place.
We're so happy when he just gets to his desk.
Please milk me. Please milk me. That's how I forgot. I slept in. Yeah. I didn't think about that. Like,
they
do I have to do it every day? You know what I mean?
Every like, day.
I know.
Twice a day.
It has its challenges and it's lots of hard work. It's also one of the most rewarding jobs and definitely is so important to the state of Wisconsin to produce those high quality products we've talked about and to serve as educational opportunities for consumers. So very thankful for our state's farmers and processors.
Right. I'm going to a family reunion this weekend.
Wait a minute. You're going to a family. Didn't you just have a family reunion?
That was my
Sunday?
Side. That was my side. Okay. I'm going to my wife's side. My side.
Alice, for a major prize package within 50, how many cousins did he have show up at his get together on Saturday in Two Rivers, Wisconsin? Within 50, God. Major prize package from us. How many cousins?
Let's give her a little. That's a tough question. My dad was the baby of 17.
And you're the baby of 11.
Okay. And yeah, not the baby, I'm the fourth oldest.
The
smartest. Yeah. So three of them were priests. So first cousins, and then they, of course, had kids too. But we have a family reunion, but I want to talk about my wife's family.
300, Alice.
It was 300.
I mean,
can
Ashley,
you believe that?
300.
Oh, my God.
300, yeah.
I was going to guess like 50.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Right? That's what most people
exactly.
guess.
Exactly.
So anyway, our reunion, my wife is from Loyal, and that there's farms out there. And we are actually family reunion on her side of the family, the Hosley's Dagenharts, is on a farm.
Huh?
I'm excited
nice.
About it.
That's, I absolutely they I have theirs.
Awesome.
They
I
have, love farms.
They have theirs every 5 years.
I would like to live in a barn. Actually, you know what I'd like to do for
I've been to your place.
You know what I'd like to do? Ashley, is this pot? You know what I'd like? I'd like to buy an old farm and convert the barn barn really cool. Because I've got some really great friends. They've converted their barns to like wedding reception
that
places.
That is cool.
That is really cool.
That is cool.
Good friend of mine has one up in Door County that's magnificent. But then I would like to live in a silo. I'd like to build a little apartment
there's
upstairs
others,
of a silo.
There's some other people that wouldn't mind you living in a silo.
That's one of my dreams is to convert a silo into a place where you'd live. Wouldn't that be cool?
Okay, that does sound really cool. Very unique and very cool.
Yeah thank you.
I'm feeling an analogy to the Unabomber, but we'll go back to Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, one more quick question for you that I have. Did you have to sell any of the things you showed?
No, I never sold any of my livestock in the sale. They were not able to be in any of the auctions, but definitely on the dairy side of things, each year where I showed in Columbia County, we would head to the state fair where we exhibited our dairy cattle as well. So at our county fair and at a few community fairs that we exhibited at, we could auction off baskets that we would put together with a lot of different Wisconsin products that folks could enjoy. And those proceeds then went to offset some of the state fair costs that we would incur when we were down showing at the Wisconsin State Fair. So that was always such a rewarding experience. And we were always so thankful for the support of community members and local businesses that helped us be able to show at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Because the reason I asked that is because one time this young girl I interviewed, and she had a lamb. She showed her lamb. Oh. And then somebody buys it. And it's like,
I know.
And I said, how is that? And he says, well, for the first couple of years, it was very, very difficult, and I cried. But after that, I just said, well, Sammy, or whatever your name is, you're going to be my new school clothes and a stereo. So I was like,
man. No, and it does, thankfully. And come to think of it, though, I did a few years. We did have some more meat animal rabbits that we showed, as I mentioned. So those were sometimes able to go in the animal auction with proceeds that helped to offset some of our other costs.
Right.
But though it's so important, those auctions, not only do they help to support youth 4-H and FFA members, but also the local community. So those are a tradition, right, at county fairs and other fairs across the state of Wisconsin. And it's always so cool to see the support of local businesses and the community come out and support you.
Have you ever eaten rabbit?
Hasenpfeffer? Of course
she has. Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Everybody has.
Rabbit's phenomenal.
It's really good.
My dogs were great rabbit hunters. And you know what? If that rabbit jumped in the water, my dogs would track him down right through the water. It swims so fast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. Ashley's still on the line. Ashley, hey, so you're a promoter, right? I mean, you speak very highly of the industry and how great it is. But any challenges that the dairy industry is facing right now in Wisconsin?
Yeah, and you know, there's always some challenges with different milk prices that ebb and flow, and of course with natural resources, and weather right now is a huge concern with much of our state experiencing drought. But thankfully, a lot of the challenges that we experience come and go, so there's always bright spots in agriculture as well as challenges, but we're so thankful to the agricultural community here in Wisconsin for its true resiliency and for the hardworking men and women who make up the industry. And even in face of some of those challenges, they always have something positive as well to share. So that's what's really special about agriculture is the people and the morale, especially even in times of challenge, that they're able to remain positive. And there's always bright spots within agriculture.
That's awesome.
Hey, Ashley, if you know of anybody that's tearing down an old barn, would you let me know? I collect old barn. What? I collect old barn wood, okay, and I make stuff out of it. And another thing, you know, I know something that's getting really valuable these days is the old, for the big barn doors, the old metal runners. You know what I mean?
Okay.
For the wheels.
They slide along?
The slide alongs.
Why?
Yeah. They're very valuable. They're huge collector items.
Why?
People in like Chicago will buy those and put them in their houses and display them. Or they'll build their own, or they'll have barn doors built and they'll use those. Those are worth about $150 a piece a lot of times. Those things are.
Oh,
I shouldn't say that.
Ashley, I think you have higher priorities, but you know.
Ashley, if you have any of those things lying around at your family farm, would you let me know? When you travel around the state and you go to these different places, say, hey, do you really need that old barn? I got a buddy that would like that.
You stub your toe on something, but
hey,
no,
is anybody living in that silo? I got a guy,
and I'll help him move into the silo. But
thank you.
So, Ashley, let's talk about. Well, we got to go to break in just a couple seconds. But when you come back, I want to talk about some of the things you have planned for the next few weeks, few months. I know you do a lot of schools, and what your message is and what your goals are as Wisconsin's Allison Dairyland. So. Can you stick around? Can you stick around one more segment?
Yep.
All right, cool. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes here. You're listening to WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM.
Had to look at the window, didn't you?
We're the Talk
of
Green
Bay.
I don't.
Wow, disappointing.
Happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 82. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 63. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High of 77. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Temps near average Friday and Saturday with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Say, get up and dance to the music.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning, WGBW, downtown Green Bay. Rocking the city streets. Rocking the city deck landing. Mino and the Mayor.
6:50.
We're here with Alice in Dairyland. Ashley Hagenow, from your hometown is Poinette, is that right?
It is. Poinette, Wisconsin, yep.
That's a great place to be.
Where's it?
It is.
Just north of Madison, right?
Yeah, only about 30-ish minutes north of Madison.
Yeah. You got to get out of town, Jeff.
I do.
I know you're the mayor. It could be like with Rudy Giuliani, you know, America's mayor. You could be like Wisconsin's mayor. Travel around.
I got to get out.
Think about it.
So, Ashley, you're the promoter. It's a one-year, I would say the word gig, but it's a one-year obligation that you have to go and promote the dairy industry throughout the state of Wisconsin, right?
It is, yes. So I am an employee now through the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And I officially started on Wednesday, July 5th, and I will serve the next year until about this same time next year when I will pass the torch to the 77th Alice in Dairyland, but all throughout the next year, I will travel across the state of Wisconsin, promoting our state's diverse agricultural industry, and so excited for what's ahead and so thankful for the experiences I've already had in the first few days on the job.
That's awesome.
You know what I'd like to have? You know what I've never had at a carnival? Or not a carnival, at a fair? Hey, Ashley, have you ever had fried Snickers bar on a stick?
That one I haven't tried yet. No.
Yeah. Deep fried Snickers bar on a stick is something I've always wanted to try.
Ashley,
when you visit us in studio, would you bring us some of those?
No, let's visit Ashley. Ashley, you're going to be up here at our county fair in August, aren't you? Will you?
There might be a chance, yes. I'll have to check the schedule, but definitely there's lots of opportunities to get to all different county fairs and different events in Wisconsin.
Shoot us an email. And maybe if you're going to be here, then we'll get you in studio. But hey, so you have these, perfect. I don't want to say corporate goals, but you have industry goals. Personal goals with your next year? Anything you, do you have your own special, you know, like how people become Miss America and then they pick like a subject matter? Is there, do you
world
have some?
Peace.
Right. And do you have peace between the animals, the fox and the...
Teach all animals how to swim.
Anyway, back to you, Ashley. Do you have what are your personal goals for the next year?
Gosh, I think personally and professionally, it kind of goes one in the same. It's just connecting with as many people as I can in the next year as Alice in Dairyland. And whether it's people who have been involved in the industry their whole life, hearing their stories and being able to share those stories, mm-hmm. or connecting with people who might have never heard of the Alice in Dairyland program or are not as connected to the industry of agriculture, I want to be able to connect and touch all of those lives here in Wisconsin mm-hmm. and also beyond. There's been mm-hmm. some opportunities in the past to travel to a few states surrounding Wisconsin, and I hope to continue to increase engagement with the Alice in Dairyland program and with Wisconsin Agriculture, even outside of Wisconsin in the next year. So nice. Those are just a few goals that come to mind that I thought about and talked about with some of my colleagues, but those are some things that immediately come to mind.
Do you ride around in a special like Dairyland car?
I do have a vehicle. His name is Colonel. Oh. And what's special about Colonel is that he is powered by unleaded 88 fuel. So that comes from ethanol here in the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And with our corn producers in Wisconsin, about 37% of the corn that is grown in Wisconsin goes into ethanol production. So throughout the next year and already, Colonel has been my trusty travel companion across the state of Wisconsin. He is a Ford Explorer. He's a flex fuel vehicle. And if you see me driving around Wisconsin, he has cobs of corn on the sides, and he also has the Alice in Dairyland logo. So great,
really?
Trusty travel companion.
Well, the reason I asked that, you know the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Right, okay. Right.
But then when I was at the hotel in Fond du Lac last week, in the parking lot right next to me was the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup company car.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. But can you imagine how many times that poor person, hey, you got any samples? Hey, you got a giveaway? Hey, you giving away anything?
Or worse, people like you coming out of the bar sucking on it, you know? And yeah, okay. Yeah,
what?
The car. The like you thought it was something to eat. Hey, Alice, Alice.
I apologize, Alice.
Ashley, I'm sorry. So, Ashley, where do you get your fuel then? I mean, if you're driving from Madison here and you're, this is like ethanol. This is stuff that you can buy anywhere. Tell me more about the fuel on that Colonel.
Yeah. So I typically stop at Quick Trips all across the state of Wisconsin, as we have so many of them. And they typically offer unleaded 88 as well as a few other gas stations in the state of Wisconsin. But it's so much fun to go to gas stations so far and have people even come up to you and ask a few questions about what's on my car and a little bit more about the Alice in Dairyland program. So even then, that's where some connection can take place on behalf of Wisconsin's agricultural industry.
Right. When you go to Quick Trip, what's your go-to snack? Just relax.
Oh my God.
Go ahead.
Dollar cheeseburger? If I'm going for like a meal, I definitely like the spicy chicken sandwich.
Yes.
That is
Otherwise,
good.
Otherwise, you can't go wrong with any of the like the cheese sticks that they have. Or
the Angus.
I always love their chocolate milk.
You have the Angus cheeseburger? Man. That's fantastic.
All right.
And I've had it in the past, but not recently.
Oh, they're good. Let me tell you something. You get that and one of those glass bottles of chocolate milk, you're in heaven. I'm serious.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Is there anything better in this world than chocolate milk in a glass bottle?
That's up
not,
there.
There's not too many
no.
things.
No.
Milk tastes so good.
Tell me about the future of the industry, but especially the youth. Are they getting engaged? I mean, there's not as many farms. A lot of people are living in the city. And are the youth getting engaged in this? I mean, you have a very interesting degree background in agriculture and communications. How are we doing with 4-H's? How are we doing with, engaging the youth into this industry?
Great question. I think the future of agriculture is very bright, and that's because of the many different ways that I've witnessed youth become involved in agriculture or stay engaged with the industry. So as I mentioned, some of those youth organizations like 4-H and FFA really set youth up for success and really expose all of us as the younger generation to what is available in agriculture, whether it's different careers, different leadership opportunities, or just what's out there and how agriculture is involved in a lot of other different industries as well. And here in Wisconsin, every 1 in 9 jobs is connected to agriculture in some way. So definitely learning about that when you're younger and seeing the different ways you can get involved in the industry, whether it's working directly on the farm or working in the industry, working in kind of what I'm doing right now in education and public relations or on the research and science side of things or in the food industry. And that's just covering the surface level of what is all available within agricultural careers and the agricultural industry in general. Even this week, I am at Farm Technology Days here in Baraboo, Wisconsin. And Farm Technology Days is really focused on some of the past of agriculture and the history of the industry, as well as the present and the future with different technologies on display and new and exciting innovations. And so I've seen a lot of youth already on the ground this week getting to learn about agriculture, getting to learn about all that Wisconsin agriculture has to offer. And just some of those few encounters so far, really, the future is truly bright in agriculture here in Wisconsin and beyond.
Man, we got the right person with you promoting the industry. Ashley Hagenaugh,
Miss Dairyland.
Alice sounds pretty good, though.
It does. I'm sorry. I know it's Ashley. I'm not the first person I think that did that.
What kind of a name is Hagenau? Is that German?
It is German. Yes.
All right. We are glad you are Alice in Dairyland for the state of Wisconsin, just starting your one-year career. And like I opened the show with, you ought to be governor someday. You've
Get
got
ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
Whiskey in the Water.
With big singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Kusa, your place to play. Visit our website for more information. Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion throughout the month of July. You can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.